Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Hey, listeners, welcome to another exciting episode of the Empire Building Podcast. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazan, and I'm here with the amazing Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. Hello, Kimber, my dear. How are you?
Hey, Wendy. It's always good to do this with you. How are you?
I'm good. I have news to share, actually, today.
Ooh.
I don't know if you know. Yeah, we got a new dog.
Oh, I knew it was in the works. I didn't know it had the match had happened.
Yeah.
Taco's got a partner in crime.
Yeah. Taco has a little sister.
I love it.
As of yet, no name. This dog has like a cute little spot on the top of the head. So the shelter is calling it Spot, but we'll see when we get home. Yeah. So in about a week, it needs to get its shots and I think spayed and things like that. So yeah, we're super excited. We've been wanting one for a while.
I love this.
Yeah, we've been wanting one for a while. So
this is what happens in the next season of life, right? You're like the empty nester world and you're like, oh, now we can
empty nester. Now I can get two dogs. I can stack my chains. I mean, I have time for like, you know, all kinds of things in the morning. It's fantastic. Yeah.
I love it. Well, we're kind of talking today about the other side of that, right? When we think about one of the biggest moves you can make in leverage, when you're like, wait a minute, I don't have time to add an extra dog to the family. And so one of the biggest moves you make in business and in your personal life, really in your personal life, would be the hiring of a personal assistant. So we're going to dive into it today.
Yeah. I'm so excited because, you know, this is something I feel so strongly about because when I got into business, my kids were little. They were 3 and 5. And so I've always had some kind of assistant who helped me in business and in my home life. And honestly, having an amazing personal slash executive assistant can really change your world. And I know you're the same way. Your world would fall apart without your home help.
Yeah. Well, think about, I mean, a lot of the women that we coach in the Her Best Life, right, are the business that, sister business that we have together. And it's almost the idea of like, it's okay, right? That when we are talking about their businesses, the leverage they need is often not in their business. It's actually the leverage at home so that they can actually focus their home time on the things that are most important. And so I'm really excited about this because I think a lot of our empire builders need this conversation and to know that it's not just okay, but it's actually a critical hire for your business and your life.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because I feel like if you are a man running a business, often you might have a partner, you might have a wife at home who's doing a lot of the personal stuff around the house. And so if you are that wife who's doing a lot of that around the house and you want to grow your business, or maybe you're just starting out and you just think like, gosh, how can I do that? There's no way I can do that. The way that you do it is you get help, you know? And I think, you know, you just have to wake up and realize that you are the bottleneck, you know, and what does that look like at home? It looks like laundry piling up. It looks like a lot of frustration. Maybe every time you're at home, there might be some stress that's happening with you and your partner about duties, who's doing what, who's not doing enough. And, you know, one of the gifts that I got is that when I started my business, Jay really encouraged me to get help because we had agreed to really keep living off his salary. And then a lot of that extra money we had went to growing the real estate business, but also getting help at home. And so like for me, I'll pay for help. I'd rather have help all day long than a BMW or, you know, a Gucci bag or anything like that. To me, it's just, I'd way rather spend my money on that.
And you could have both. That's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm okay with both.
Yeah. No, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with both, but sometimes when you're starting out,
you got to pick.
You know, it can be a better choice. Yeah, it can be a better
Absolutely.
Choice.
Absolutely. One thing about, like, we all have been there, right? You're trying to do it all. You've got email stacking up. You've got errands. You're trying to manage that work schedule, the home schedule. I know in my world, like, sometimes I feel like the personal assistant to my boys is actually the second, like, full-time job I have, running them all around, carpools.
Yeah.
And then you've also got all of your business needs. And you really have hit the point where, like, where are you in that, right? You're completely maxed out. You're exhausted. You're burnt out. You're, and it's, you're hoping that like I can hang on for one more week. And the answer is like, it's not like it's unrelenting, right? Those things are just going to keep stacking up. And then we see a lot of us, right, as you're in that sandwich generation. So you might be taking care of kids at home, of aging parents or family members. And so when we talk about this, we're really going to talk about how you build some of those tasks out that, and where could the leverage in a personal assistant benefit you?
Yeah, because I find so many of us, we have no margin in our lives. So if something happens where you do have a family member that gets sick or requires help, or you've got a kid that's going off to college, or you've got, you know, a really busy season of your life, there's just no margin there, you know? So really having someone who can help create some white space and free time for you is just, it's absolutely critical. So today we're going to talk about, how do you know it's time to hire a personal assistant? A lot of us really don't know when we should do that or what that should look like. What to look for in an amazing personal assistant. And I have an incredible personal assistant now and have had some really good ones in the past, been blessed with that. And then really the third thing is how to set them up for success.
And that's really the most important thing. So you do all yes. of this and then you're like, like this person's all the way in my life and it's not the right fit. And usually it's the same mistake we make in the work hiring process. So I'm excited for us to dive in.
Yeah, well, let's start with the signs. So for me, one of the biggest clues I realized was that I was spending my time on $10 to $20 tasks instead of the $1,000 ones.
And that's the big one.
Yeah.
Like, right? Are you spending more time booking your travel, running home to meet the plumber, dropping off the mail? For me, sometimes it's like returning the packages, which means they just don't get returned, right? But like all my online ordering, that then stuff has to get returned, and just answering, scheduling, all of those things, right? Instead of meeting with a client, leading your team, having dinner with your kids, right? Like the high dollar, irreplaceable things that only you can do, either high dollar things or things that only you can do meaningfully well, right? Then those are kind of your red flags.
Yeah, I love that. And if you don't know what your hourly rate is, I would suggest taking some time and just figure it out. So think about all the money you're going to make this year, right? So add up all of the income, maybe from all of your businesses or, you know, whatever you're doing, and then divide that by the number of hours you worked. And that gives you your hourly wage. You know, so divide it by, you know, take out 4 weeks of vacation or 2 weeks of vacation or whatever you did, and 40, 50, 60 hours a week, whatever you're working. And that is your hourly rate. And then you want to ask yourself, once you know that number, right, when you are thinking about doing these tasks, right, like maybe it's returning something to Nordstrom, let's say. Okay. Let's say your hourly rate is $250, because for a lot of us, it's that high.
Absolutely.
Would you pay someone $250 to return a dress to Nordstrom?
$100 dress? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. $100 dress. Yeah.
That's exactly. Right. No, it's true.
Yeah. And, you know, when you think about it that way, it can be really revealing for you, because there's nothing more precious than your time.
It is.
We were at Keller Williams Mega Camp recently, and Sahil Bloom was there speaking. And one of the things that my big takeaways from his session was, he asked the audience, you know, first of all, he said, does anybody know who Warren Buffett is? Of course, everybody raised their hand. And what is he? He's like 95-year-old CEO of Berkshire Hathaway.
A billionaire.
He's a billionaire many times over, one of the richest men in the world. And then he asks the audience, he said, who, if they had the opportunity today, would trade places with Warren? Okay, there's, I don't even know, 8,000 people in the audience. Not a single person raised their hand. And why was that, right? Because he's 95 years old.
Time.
Time is more precious than money at the end of the day, right? So you need to be able to buy your time back. And that's absolutely what you do with a personal assistant.
Yeah. I think the other thing is important to think about is both your hourly rate, but also your energy rate. Like, what gives you energy? Like, one of my hacks has been like, put in the notes app, right? Like, if whether professionally or personally, what are the things that you like, oh, like, I don't want to do this. If I never had to do it again, my life would be amazing. I just don't like to do this. And that's especially on your personal side, right? The things that you could outsource. That's the things that you don't have to do. So it's both the hourly rate and the energy rate. Like, what's the thing that just does, like, it just drains you.
Yeah.
And you don't have anything left in the tank after you do that thing. So a lot of these things are like, personally, they're going to drain your energy, they're also just sneaking up on you. I know for me, it's like, oh, I really wanted to send flowers for a birthday. I really wanted to get the cards out ahead of time. I'm like, you kind of always feel like you're playing catch up. You're always behind, or there's always like this list. For me, it's like this like looming list that's like all these things I still have to get done. And I can never feel like I'm like, okay, I'm on top of the mountain. So that's, those are signs.
Yes. Well, and guess what my assistant handed me this week? I know you're not going to be able to guess, but okay, it's October 17th. And she handed me a list of Christmas cards that we sent out last year, holiday cards that she sent out last year. And she said, I want you to review this on your way to, we're going to our Empire Circle retreat in Rhode Island. And she's like, I want to get a head start on it so it's not so stressful.
There you go.
Shout out to Alex. What?
I need Alex in my life right now. Like, this is a coaching session for me. You don't even know it, but that's what it is right now. So there it is. Yeah.
Well, and it's just, you know, at a certain point in your leadership journey, you're going to hit a growth ceiling. You're working as hard as you can. You're literally going as many hours in a day as you possibly can, but nothing's changing. You're still in the same place that you were last year, a year ago, maybe for some of you, 5 years. So that's when it's really important for you to buy back your time.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. I mean, this is really critical, right? Because you really hit that growth ceiling. And this is going to be this, like, which seems a little counterintuitive, but this could actually be the piece that's missing that's going to help you break through.
Yep. Okay. Well, so once we realized it's time, so we've finally just woken up and said, listen, I'm not going to do it anymore. I think something's got to change. And a lot of times you're going to feel it in your body. You know, you're going to be feeling overwhelmed. You're going to be having that feeling of like stress, elevated cortisol, which, by the way, is really bad for you and ages you. It's terrible, right? So not only are you buying back your time in the moment, you're probably buying back some of your life in the future, right? Without having that sort of stress on you. So you're feeling it in your body. So what do you look for in the right personal assistant? Like, what?
That's
right. I know you've had some good ones in the past. Like, what do you look for, Kimber?
Yeah. I mean, I think this number one thing is that it's someone who really thinks like an owner, right? They're not a box checker. They're not a like, how many hours do I need to work? That's not who they are, right? You don't want that. You want somebody who's really going to anticipate like your needs, the family, the business, right? The piece that they're really helping support you in before you even think about them. And Wendy, your example with Alex is like, she's anticipated that two things, right? One, just seasonally, October, she's like, that's the next thing she'd be thinking about. And it was a place that created a lot of stress in a prior year, right? So like sometimes that just takes time, but she knew that. And so she was actually solving for two things before they even showed up. And that's really somebody who is thinking differently and owns the role.
Yeah. And so they're really, you know, they're going to own it, but they're also going to see the bigger picture. Like, they're going to want to know, like, what's the goal behind that? And I think sometimes as leaders, we need to do a better job of explaining to our people the why behind things. This is something that I've tried very hard to work on. Instead of just coming in and being like, da 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 da, get it done, you need to explain to them, hey, if this, then that. And oh, by the way, we're making a huge difference because, you know, we're helping this family, you know, get to what they want to, where they want to go. And just taking one more second, explaining the bigger picture. And so you want someone who also can see the details, but also understand the bigger picture as well.
Yeah. And you're spot on that. I think we have to do that work first, because if you aren't clear on what are the things and why are those things important, then you don't give people enough of the pieces so that they can really support you in that bigger picture. And that's really important. Because the second one is that they're committed to protecting your time. Like, that is the currency, right? It is golden. And they're the gatekeeper for you. So they know what's important, what's urgent, and what's a distraction for you. And their goal, like their win, is that they eliminated something that they didn't even have to bring to you, right? Like, the gatekeeper, they literally are like blocking and tackling. Like, they solved the problem. And maybe you heard about it later. Maybe they're like, oh yeah, yeah, that happened, but like, we got it all worked out.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
That's a win.
Well, and you know, for those of you that are cringing a little bit at that when you hear that, like, that's not going to happen the first week that they're working with you. So Alex and I have been together for 2 years now, and we were just talking to Athea, who's my director of operations, my amazing director of operations, and she's now got some help in her life. She has an assistant. And so she was just asking Alex for some advice. Like, how do you guys work so well together? What are some tips and tricks? You know, I just said to her, listen, it's going to evolve over time. Like, you're not going to necessarily trust this person with 100% of everything. They're not necessarily going to be the best gatekeeper the first week or the first month or even the first year, right? But it's as you guys grow and evolve and you share your likes and dislikes, they're eventually going to be able to, like you said, block and tackle your time, which I love. So
I love that. Well, and this one's a big one for me, especially right now, right? Which is like, they be comfortable with technology, right? Like calendars, CRMs, AI, tools. Like, it could be something that they're, maybe they don't know it in perfectly, but they're not afraid of it. They're willing to figure it out, whether you're using a scheduling management tool, whether, like, how are you guys going to communicate? They should make things easier, not add friction for not just you, but for themselves, right? Because part of what they're going to do is create an efficiency around something. And so you want them to think that way and look for ways to not just take it all on and then create the pressure for themselves, but also like leverage technology to make things more efficient and effective. So I think you want to solve for that. I've been asking people now, so tell me how you use AI in your regular life. Like, I want to hear them tell me how they're using it.
Yeah.
From a hiring, personally or professionally. Like, that's a critical component of how they're going to leverage their own time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think maybe the last thing you need to look for is someone who really takes pride in being the person behind the scenes. You know, they don't necessarily need the limelight. They need appreciation. You know, everybody needs appreciation, and they don't necessarily need to be out there. And they just really want to make you shine. They really want to wake up every day and they want to make you shine because that is what's rewarding to them. And, you know, I really view Alex as a true partner in crime. And she's just, it's amazing all the things that she handles, because not only does she handle sort of errand running and personal assistant type things, but she's very much in my financial world now. She's helping with taxes. We've got two major developments and she's running point on those. She helps with, you know, scheduling everything. And I think you want someone who's going to wake up and kind of match your yes ability. I don't know, that sounds weird, but what I love about Alex is she always responds with a yes. Yes, exclamation point. Hey, can you do this? Because I know for me, it was kind of uncomfortable the first time I got an assistant. Like, I felt weird, like, oh gosh, do I feel okay, like asking this person to do this kind of thing? And so you need someone who's going to make you feel, or at least I did, I need someone who's going to make me feel okay with asking those questions.
I think it's really also a compliment to you, and you said it really well. Like, sometimes I think, especially for our empire builders, high achievers, they're driven. You are looking sometimes for somebody who is like you. And in this case, you're actually looking for somebody that compliments you because that actually, they're not going to actually look just like you on a behavioral assessment.
Right.
They're going to compliment you. And what I had to realize was, like, there are people who, like, they win, like Alex, right? Where they win by creating efficiencies, where we might win by creating opportunities and building things, right? They win because they're loving efficiency. They love organization. They love, like, that support function. And so it was a light bulb for me that, like, oh, there's actually a profile, a behavior profile, that this is their jam. And a lot of times leaders are like, I need somebody that's equally driven. Well, no, actually for this role, you need somebody who's going to compliment you and not show up exactly the same traits that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, I'm such a, like, a high I extroverted kind of person. And both of my key leaders, they're just down to business people, you know? So I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, can we just talk about our weekend for like 5 minutes before we jump into business?
You're like, wait a minute.
and sometimes they allow me that and sometimes they don't. So
yeah, sometimes they're like, not after, no, after. Sorry, do the after. Work first. Yeah. And then you get, that's right. Eat your veggies first, Wendy. Eat your veggies first.
Yeah, please. Yeah, exactly. It. Exactly.
All right. So now you found that person. They compliment you. And it's important to actually set them up for success. You want them to thrive in the role. And I know when I'm consulting a lot of our empire builders and high achievers, like, and they're frustrated with the hire, it's about them. Like, yes. Right? It's because they didn't set them up for success. And so we want you, you've done all this great work, you've identified what you need, you found this great compliment, and now how do we set them up for success?
The best way that you do that is you write out exactly what success looks like in 90 days. I can remember when I sat down with Alex, and she's someone who has a lot of experience. You know, she's been a director of operations for a nonprofit. She's worked for high-income individuals. She's worked for families. And I just remember the look on her face when I pulled out that list of like, what does 90 days to success look like? She was so grateful. She just turned to me and she said, you do not know how much I appreciate this, right?
So yeah, clarity is power.
Clarity is power. Yeah, clarity is power. So then you also want to help them know like the bigger picture. So of course, you're going to have tasks every day. You're going to be, you know, this person, a lot of their job is taking your 80%, right? So you're focused on your 20 and they're taking your 80, and they're going to have some big rocks that they're going to be responsible for. So if I were you, I would have your 90 days to success. And inside that 90 days to success, what are the 3 to 5 things that this person has to just nail, right, in 90 days in order for you to feel like they're succeeding in the role? So I know when I had kids, right? Okay. You got a nail, picking them up from school and taking them to their activities. That's it. That's number one. You know, now that wouldn't be on the list anymore, right? You know, my kids are older and they drive and they don't even live at home. But it could be, you know, you need to have, I don't know, laundry done. You need to have this done. You need to have that done. For me, you know, I really wanted her to be able to take some of the rental property stuff off my plate. So that was a big one for me. Like, I want you to be able to feel comfortable handling a call from a tenant and be able to pass them off to our handyman company and then just facilitate that communication. Your 3 to 5 is going to be different depending on who you are and where you're at in your life and in your career and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. And I think you can, if you're struggling or like, I don't really know, go back to the pain, right? So like go back to the top, right? What were you solving for? And 90 days to success, to Wendy's point of like the stress and you're taking years off of your life.
Yes.
So you're less stressed when you're not having to like look down at your phone and like, did the kids get picked up from school? Or, you know, you walk in the door. I mean, for me, like Wednesdays are the best days because our cleaning lady comes and I walk in and it's like this incredible smell and everything's where it's supposed to be.
My
and it's
cleaning like, lady comes on Wednesday too.
Yes. It's a good day. Right. And so
it's the best.
It's the best. And so like, that's the best day of the week for me. Everything's in or for me for like a hot minute until those boys get going. But like, so think about like, where are you feeling tight? Where are you feeling the stress? And 90 days to success would look like you're not feeling those things because somebody's got them. And so what are those 3 to 5 things that would really lift the stress out of your personal life? Being like, I didn't have to think about the groceries this week. I didn't have to think about all the meal planning. I didn't have to think about the groceries. Like, those are all things that are probably when you work a long day and you've got a lot going on in a business and you walk in the door and you're picking up your second shift. What are those things?
Yeah, I love
that. So what you want to be able to do is give somebody the rhythm. And I think this is where I see a lot of leaders fall down, right? Because they, even if they did it all the way up to the 90-day point, then they disappear, right? They like throw the keys at the person and then they never see them. You need a daily check-in. Like, this person is right beside you. They're creating the efficiencies. So like having a daily morning check-in, a weekly deeper dive. So like, I know with my career, like we do 15 minutes just to ask the guy 15 minutes. Like, that's how we start the day every single day. And then a longer deep dive to really get into it. Remember, behaviorally, this person's not probably like, they're not going to be an exact match to you. So where you might be able to run fast and take an order, you know, time is probably an important component of how they feel cared for and succeeding in the role. And I think this idea of like, what is your shared operating system, a dashboard, a task list that they can see, you can dump, you know, my 411 is that tool. So like, Tassie starts the week and she's like, I reviewed your 411. I see what your priorities are. Like, here's how I think I can help you. And that mirrors personal and professional all in one place.
You know, consistency builds trust. right? So in those meetings, you're also telling them, hey, if you have any questions, like, I know I threw a lot at you. Like, if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. You know, you're giving them, because I think sometimes we just appear so busy, right? They don't want to bother us. And so many personal assistants, they have that like people-pleasing aspect to them. And so just giving them permission to ask questions. Hey, if you ever need more time from me, please let me know. Like, book an hour on my calendar. You know, I'm happy to just jump in if we've got a lot of stuff going on, or maybe you've been out for a week, right? And they just need your time. And the only way that person is going to get their job done is that communication with you. So it's just super, super critical that you give them that time.
Yep. And I've started with all my operations people for the first couple weeks. We do 3 and 3 at the end of every day. 3 things you learned, 3 things like you didn't know that when you started, and 3 questions, because the questions are really going to help me understand how they're processing when we're moving in different directions. So then I can see at the end of every day how they're like, when it invites, like, right, this, it's okay to ask questions. And I want to see like how they're interacting with the information that they're getting on a regular basis. So I do that across any of my ops roles, personally or professionally.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, and then, you know, Alex has built an operations manual for me and our family, which has been really powerful. So we have like all the key players, which is all of our family members, like who's my sister, who's Jay's sister, who's our niece, who's our nephew. When are their birthdays? What do they like? What do they not like? And then one of the best things that she did at the very beginning is she just created a little questionnaire for all of those people. And she just sent it out. Hey, you know, I'm new. I just wanted to get to know you a little bit better. What are some things that you like? What's your favorite, I don't know, color? I can't remember what was on it, but what's their birthday? And then she plugs all that in. And then that goes alongside of all the practical stuff, which is, these are our rental properties. She's built a database of how we like our travel. You know, like, do you want an aisle seat? Do you want a window? Do you fly first class? Do you fly comfort? Like, do you want to ride back in coach? Like, whatever your preferences are, help them understand that. So you're not just like, oh, you're not doing it right.
What I love that too, because it creates, like, you're not starting over when life happens, right? Like, people are going to get married. They're going to move. Like, life's going to happen. And so you're probably not going to have the same person in the role forever. And so if that first person is doing, I mean, I love that, Wendy, because now you've already got a starting point for the next person, and you're kind of building the system as opposed to building it around the person, which is really powerful.
Yeah. And then you really want to delegate to outcomes, not just give instructions. So for instance, instead of saying, book my flight, you're saying, get me to the conference with the least stress possible.
Well, it's almost like we're learning for our prompts, like, right? Yeah. Like the same way you're prompting AI. It's like, well, no, AI is not bad. You're giving it bad prompts.
Right.
And it's the same thing here, right? Are you asking the right question?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I love that. It just empowers them to make smart choices that help you.
Yeah, I love that. And so I think shifting our mindset, right, from control to collaboration, like this person, and you said it right from the beginning about Alex, like it is a partnership. And so the more transparent and upfront and reflective, I found that like sometimes like realizing clear is kind. And a lot of times I'm like my Southern self, like I want everybody to feel happy and I want it to be okay that I avoid the conflict. And I've realized, you know, maybe with age or all these children, like I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work. I have to do it lovingly. Right. But if something's not right, then I still say please and thank you to my robot, like to my AI. Right. So, but you've got to be able to say like, hey, we missed this here. I do a postmortem.
When they take over the world, they will know.
That's right.
They will know that you're nice to it.
I tell myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's an important thing, is get the cadence and give the feedback in a loving and supportive way.
Yeah. And then don't forget recognition. So a wonderful assistant often works quietly behind the curtain, but they have a huge impact and they deserve to be celebrated in whatever way feels comfortable to them, whether it's a personal note, maybe it's a thoughtful gift, maybe it's a shout out, you know, on a team meeting or something like that. But everybody loves to be celebrated and recognized for their hard work.
And I actually think it's a question. Put that in your onboarding process, because a lot of us, we give recognition the way we like to give recognition. And likely your personal assistant is not going to want recognition, perhaps the same way you do. You might want it publicly. You want a social media post. I'm going to tell you how amazing Wendy is. And what they might want is time. Like they might want you to be like, hey, I blocked an hour. We're going to go to lunch together. We're going to go get manicures together.
Yeah.
And so understanding for them, like, how do you like to be celebrated? How do you like to be recognized? Because then you can actually give them, it's like our love languages, right? You're giving it to them in a way that they want to receive it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So important to know their love languages.
Absolutely. All right. So if you're wondering, right, whether it's time to ask yourself, right, what percentage of my week is spent on tasks that only I can do, right? Or like the people in your life would want you to be doing those tasks. And what could I do? What would my world look like if I had an extra 10 hours a week, right? Like, what would your life, where would you spend that time? What's one thing that you could delegate that would make tomorrow easier, would release the stress, would make you wake up and not feel like I'm overwhelmed before the day has even started? And so if you're wondering those things, then you're in the right spot.
Yeah, it might be time. If any of those questions give you pause, you know, it might be time for some extra help.
And really, I think as we wrap up, right, hiring a personal assistant, which I think is especially for our female entrepreneurs, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity and it's leverage. It's an investment in your capacity to live, create, and live your best life for as long as possible, right? You're actually extending your life, and that's really powerful.
So brilliantly said, Kimber. And, you know, empire builders, we say this all the time, they don't do everything, right? You can have it all, you just can't do it all. So empire builders are designing systems and surrounding themselves with people who can make everything possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. And most important, we love to hear your stories, your success, what you did, how you implemented it. When did you know? If you got something that we didn't share, part of what makes this powerful is it's a community of empire builders. So we'd love to hear. You can DM us, you can reach out to us. We love to hear your success stories or your wins so that we can share them with the rest of our listeners.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Go out there and live a big life, big business.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.